It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Here's good news for the woman who wants a career in a well-paying profession. Right now, this country can use an additional 50,000 nurses. Yes, today the number of trained nurses lags far behind the requirements of our country. Perhaps you, as a career seeker, have questioned the cost and adequacy of a nursing education. The fact is, a nurse's training entails a professional education at far less expense than 4 years of university. It offers a curriculum which includes such fascinating studies as psychology, sociology, and chemistry. And upon graduation, the student becomes a registered nurse and in some schools obtains a Bachelor of Science degree as well. Again, many potential nurses are troubled by the problem of qualification. The basic requirements are high school graduation and good health and character. These then are the facts of a nursing education. The need has never been greater. The opportunity is never finer. If you'd like to have additional information, contact your nearest hospital or write Nursing Careers, care of your postmaster.
Hey, Molly, you know where I can find some paper?
Paper? Tissue, crepe, or wrapping?
Writing.
Stationery? Isn't there any in the desk?
Nothing but a batch of that junk I brought home from our trip last summer from that Fruitful Valley Hotel. You know, in Fruitful Valley.
What's the matter with using it?
It turned yellow, like cheap paper always does. Gee whiz, wouldn't you think a hotel that charges as much as they do could afford better stuff? Their writing paper turned yellow. Towels fell apart the fifth or sixth time we sent them to laundry. And them knives and forks of theirs. Huh. Try to scrape the name off and the whole handle comes loose.
I think I know why they can't afford better stuff. There's some notepaper in the table drawer. Who are you writing to?
The Fromkus Publishing Company. That's the one that publishes Partly True Magazine, my favorite magazine. I'm going to subscribe to another one of their periodicals, The Beekeeper's Guide.
The Beekeeper's Guide? What in the name of Maud Murphy's mother-in-law do you want with that?
Who's Maud Murphy?
Oh, she's just a fictitious character.
Well, one of them.
And I'm beginning to think you are, too. Do we keep bees?
No.
Do you plan to keep bees?
No.
Then why are you subscribing to the magazine?
Because with every 1 year subscription for $5, they give you a handsome premium, absolutely free. It says so in this ad, and partly true.
$5 for a magazine you don't need just to get a premium.
An absolutely free premium, don't forget that.
McGee, it's ridiculous to buy a magazine you'll never read.
It's the premium I want. Besides, I can always give the Beekeeper's Guide to a friend for a present.
Do you have a friend who is a beekeeper?
No. I'm a very friendly guy, type guy, which sees every day making new friends as I go through life. So there's no reason that a guy like one of these days won't make maybe a new friend that keeps bees.
Okay, go ahead and subscribe to your magazine. We may not keep bees, but we're getting stung anyway.
Say, now, there's a cute play on words. A bee sting, you said we're stung, and...
I'll go on, tain't funny, McGee.
Well, you said it, I didn't. Thought you were trying to keep it light.
Here's the notepaper, and my fountain pen. It may need filling.
Never mind the pen, kiddo. I'm going to use my own. A little Wonder Leak-proof pen that I won on the Elks Club punch board.
Oh, listen to that thing. That's a terrible pen. Cheapest looking thing I ever saw, McGee.
What do you mean, cheap looking? This pen is genuine, 100% pure. Plastic. Point and all. Ink don't come out. Looks all right. Ain't fogged. Maybe if I jiggle a little lever. Ah, oh, dead.
Don't look now, but the ink came out.
Yeah. Gone.
All over your face. As the zookeeper said when he saw the baby leopard, what a cute spotted puss. Come in. Well, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, him.
Hello, Molly, and good day to you, Gapmouth.
Hi, Bayfront.
Hey, what's wrong with your face? I mean, what's different that's wrong with it?
Ink, Doctor. His little Wonder Leak-proof pen leaks. In fact, I don't think it's a pen at all. I think it's a spray gun.
Oh, is that all? For one joyous moment there, I thought he might be suffering from an advanced case of the East Borneo blotch.
What the heck is the East Borneo blotch?
It's a tropical ailment. I was looking forward to giving you the treatment recommended by all the leading witch doctors. It consists of pounding the patient over the head with the hind leg bone of a water buffalo dipped in mango juice.
Well, it's just as well he doesn't have the blotch. You know, there's not a drop of mango juice in the house.
Oh, no.
Do you keep bees, Fatso?
Bees? No.
Well, you better start keeping them before Christmas on account of I just decided what I'm going to give you for a Christmas present.
What is he yammering about, Molly?
Well, he's sending away for a subscription to the Beekeeper's Guide.
And a handsome premium, absolutely free.
And I think he's planning to unload the magazine on you.
Well, that's something to look forward to, Needle Nose. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, George.
I'm sure I'll enjoy learning all about bees and how to keep them. After I get a good grasp of the subject, I'll come over and discuss it with you while you rest in the shade of your oxygen tent.
Oxygen tent? I haven't got an oxygen tent.
You will have after Christmas. I've decided on my gift, too. Goodbye now.
Bye. Oh, the doctor's too much for you, dearie.
There's too much of him for anybody. Well, now that the ink's running free in my pen, I'll get my letter done.
Go right ahead.
Dear service. Kindly send me, absolutely free, the handsome premium...
Oh, the ink is really running freely.
All over my shirt this time.
Too bad you're not using green ink. Green goes so well with the color of your eyes, sweetheart.
Never mind the comical remarks. Just blot me off. Dear sirs, kindly send me one.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
And now let's listen in on a conversation between a TV service technician and a good customer.
Well, it's a story, Mr. Smith. Your television picture is dim and washed out because your set needs a new picture tube.
Well, what type would you recommend?
I recommend RCA picture tubes to all of my customers. Because, well, I know they're the finest. I've learned from experience that an RCA picture tube will give you the best picture your set can deliver.
Do you have one for my TV set?
Yes, there's an RCA picture tube for just about every make and model television receiver.
Well, as long as my set needs a new tube, give me the best. I want my pictures clear and sharp.
Mr. Smith, with an RCA picture tube, you'll get clearer, sharper, and brighter pictures.
Yes, your local television service technician has an RCA picture tube for your TV set. RCA is America's most popular picture tube.
Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Hand me another sheet of paper, will you?
Well, there isn't much left. Look at that wastebasket. It's overflowing.
So's my little Wonder leak-proof.
That must be the world's worst pen.
Oh, I don't know. It's got one very unusual feature about it. Here, look at the size of it. How much ink would you say it can hold?
About a teaspoonful.
Right. And yet, without refilling it once, I've already got a teaspoonful in my face, a teaspoonful on my shirt, and a teacupful on the rug.
Ah, the mysteries of science.
Roger, boy!
Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer. I didn't order any groceries today.
I know, daughter. I didn't bring none. It's my day off. I'd just like to holler, so I come in hollering, grocery boy! Say, what happened, kid? Inkwell blew up, huh?
No, he himself's just writing a letter.
Magazine subscription. I'm getting a free print.
Magazine subscription, huh? I used to sell them myself back in the old days when I ran around with that old gang of mine.
Oh, my.
Ever tell you about that old gang, Johnny?
About 1,000 times.
So how I love them boys. Gee, but I give the world to see that old gang of mine.
If you don't mind, old-timer, we don't...
What a great old gang. There was Randy and Pat. Sandy and Nat. It was Muggsy and Joe and Bugsy and Cyclone Sal, the lady wrestler.
Cyclone Sal, how did she get in the gang?
We thought it needed a touch of class, daughter. One summer, we all sold magazine subscriptions, and I was the best salesman of the lot.
Yeah, well, sure, sure, but I'm busy now. So
never forget the day I set an all-time record. I sold my magazine to every house I went to, except one.
One blank, huh?
Yep. I beat on this door, and out come the saddest-looking woman. She had a dust cap on her head, scrub brush in one hand, frying pan in the other, and a moldy-looking infant hung around her neck.
Oh, the poor thing.
Two more kids was clinging to her skirts, and the four bigger ones was racing through the house, trying to set fire to the cat.
Heavenly days.
The room behind her was her husband, sitting there in his undershirt, socks, and whiskers. He was gnawing on a pig's knuckle and drinking beer out in a tin bucket. I figured it was no use trying to peddle my magazine to her, so I just snuck away.
What magazine were you selling?
Dreamy Love Tales. So long, kid.
So long.
Glad we got rid of that gabby old goat. Now, if people will leave me alone. Dear sirs, please send me absolutely free. Dad, rat that dead valuable premium. Very truly yours, F. McGee, 79 Whistle District. Hey, kiddo, I did it. I finished my letter.
Well, good for you, dearie. And in less than 3 hours, too.
You betcha. The quickest anybody ever wrote this much with a little Wonder leak-proof pen. This thing leaks like a tar paper roof in a cloudburst.
And that's a fact.
I didn't give up. I stayed with it. Now I'm going to reap my reward. A valuable premium, absolutely free.
Well, I wouldn't say absolutely. You'll need a new shirt. I'll need a new rug, and neither of us need the beekeeper's guide.
That's besides the point, my dear. The point is I'm getting something for nothing, which is the dream of every red-blooded American boy. Now all I gotta do is slip my letter in the mail. Where's an envelope?
On the desk.
Where's the stamp?
In the drawer.
Where's my coat?
Behind the couch.
Where's my hat?
On the water cooler.
I'm off to the post office.
It's at 14th and Oak.
Yeah, I know. Boy, oh boy, I can hardly wait to get my valuable free premium.
Oh, by the way, McGee, what is the premium?
An absolutely free Little Wonder leak-proof pen. Anytime you get something free these days, boy, it's up.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Let's leave Wistful Vista for a moment and talk about Los Angeles. About the Los Angeles Police Department, to be exact. You know, every day, the constant work of enforcing the law takes a big city policeman from the tragic to the humorous. Sometimes it's a grim business, sometimes a comic one. But one thing you can count on, it's always exciting. And exciting is the word for Dragnet, NBC's Tuesday night highlight that brings to life the files of the Los Angeles Police Department. Jack Webb stars in Dragnet as Joe Friday, typical plainclothes detective. Quiet, a nice guy, but when it comes to the business of tracking down a criminal, don't get in his way. You'll hear Jack Webb as Joe Friday tomorrow night in another documented case from official police files. It's fascinating listening, so be on hand every Tuesday for Dragnet. From crime to punishment, it's the story of your police force in action. You'll hear it on NBC.
Interesting story in the paper tonight. Says 16 years ago, a man was fishing for bass and bluegills in Lake Michigan, and he dropped his wristwatch in the water.
Yes?
Well, sir, yesterday, he was fishing there again, and he landed a 40-pound sturgeon. And when he cut the sturgeon open, what do you think he found inside of it?
His wristwatch?
No, sir, a bass and 3 bluegills. Isn't that interesting?
Not very.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Here's an important announcement for our friends. Fibber and Molly will be heard on Sunday nights at this same time beginning this coming Sunday, August 29th. Don't forget, 5 nights a week, same time, Sundays through Thursdays, beginning this coming Sunday. This is John Wall inviting you to visit again tomorrow night with Fibber McGee and Molly. Thank you.